All right. Hi, everybody. This is another edition of Tops, the Titans of Publishing Show. I'm Bill Davis. I'm here with Mark Hardy. Say hi, Mark.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday.
Hey, and we're gonna try to keep this to 20 to 30 minutes, so just don't despair. And what we're gonna talk about today is a question that I think all of us ask ourselves from time to time. And that is, what is that question? What is the number one skill that you need as an online marketer? That's the question.
That is the question. That's not the $64,000 question. That's $1 million. It's a multi-million dollar question.
The sky's the limit. If you can manifest it, it'll be there.
If you go into space, the sky isn't actually the limit. So there's that. That's on my bucket list, but I don't know if I'm going to make it. So, but
Well,
maybe if I make enough money, who knows?
who knows? Who knows? You could fly into space, and that would be awesome. All right. So, getting to it. What is the number one skill that you need as an online marketer? And what's your answer, Mark? And I'll see if I have the same answer.
Okay. All right. So this is, just so this wasn't off the top of my head. I got up in the, the morning and I was having breakfast and I had an epiphany. This was really something that actually came to me after about, a year and a half of testing. And I kind of knew that this was the skill, but the year and a half of testing confirmed it. And that is the number one skill you have to right now and in the future, certainly, to succeed online is, wait for it, agility. And I don't mean touching your toes.
So tell me what agility means to you, and then I'll tell you my answer.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing. You could say, okay, the number one skill is copyright. You can say the number one skill is having ability to connect with people on video. You could say, you could kind of go through all the different marketing channels and vehicles, and yet what I find is that's too tactical, that's too linear, and that's kind of putting things in silos. And what you really see, the companies that succeed, the businesses that succeed, the people that succeed, they're able to be agile. So, for example, if you have to change gears quickly, if you have a campaign in no matter whatever media and it doesn't work and you don't want to just kill it. You're like, I need to change course. You got to be agile, but you don't want to be knee jerk. So you have to have the ability of to anticipate that things are not going to go as you expect. So that's just one kind of aspect of agility. I have others, but I'd love to hear just some immediate feedback before I get any more granular.
Well, agility is really the ability to move quickly and easily, right? It's kind of analog or runs alongside adaptability, being able to adapt to your environment and react quickly. And I was gonna, give a goofy answer and say the number one skill you need as an online marketer, write this down. I'll wait. You need to master copy paste. I'm kidding.
You really set me up there.
No, I tend to agree that agility, being agile, being able to move when the market or your industry or your niche dictates is a huge, it's a huge skill to have. I'm not, I always get confused or conflicted with what's a skill versus what's a talent versus what's a learned versus inherent. But it is something you need to be able to do in order to not only be successful but to last in this.
And I mean, if you want to get into all the there are all sorts of kind of mindset things that happen with agility, because when you have agility, you don't have these obstacles or these mental blocks that say, well, I can't do this, or I wish I could do blank. You just have the confidence to say, you know what? It's okay. I can, you know, I was going to go down path A, and now I'm going to go down path B.
Yeah. Yeah, and has anybody heard this term or this phrase, money loves speed?
Yeah.
It's true. When you, and I want to come back to this because I don't want to lose sight of the fact that, you know, you can't, it sounds like agility means being reactive rather than active, or that ridiculous word proactive. Let's get back to that, but you need to be able to adapt or adjust to things that are going on in whatever space you're in, right? Like people who took the bull by the horns and, you know, decided to go with, you know, one of the streaming services, you know, like a Snapchat or a Facebook Live or whatever. The people who were like the first movers with that built a pretty big audience pretty quickly and became the go-to person or people for that. So that's huge, right? A lot of people are, you know, I don't want to say stuck, but they didn't, you know, and maybe they don't want to, but if you see an emerging trend happening, it's probably better to kind of ride the wave as it crests rather than jump on board when it's crashing.
Yeah. Well, that almost makes me want to get into another rant about how marketers, expression, they sell on the way out. You know, they do stuff for themselves. It works, starts losing effectiveness. I'm like, hey, I'll teach it, you know. So I don't want to go there because I want to focus on what you said, which I think was a really good point about that it's not just a matter of being reactive. You know, it could be, proactive. We can kind of, you know, say these aren't the exact terms, but you hit on it, where is when, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, if you want to use the metaphor, you know, chess, you know, you're thinking a few moves ahead, where that agility, you know, maybe it's at a subconscious level, that agility gives you confidence and it makes, you know, you're not so attached to specific outcomes that you can kind of, you know, maybe see things that other people don't. And I don't mean in a delusional way.
Right. The whole time we're talking here, and I'm a sports guy. I'm thinking in terms of like a running back on a football field. You know, the ultimate goal for all of us is to score that touchdown, right? But there are many ways to get there. And you think of a guy like, you know, like a Gale Sayers, or name somebody current, you know, I can't think of anybody offhand, but somebody who has vision, kind of like eyes in the back of their heads, they're really good at this thing we call agility. And also, they're also very agile in terms of physical capabilities, but they're agile in terms of being able to see what's going on and adjust to it. And I think that's, you know, cut here, zig there, zag there. And I think that's really important.
Okay, here's something that you just triggered. And I know that it's like, hey, you know, we're going from the abstract to the concrete. That's okay, because we're really at this point just wanting to communicate the concept. I would make the point that, you know, agility in terms of problem solving. So, you know, I'll give you an example. I mean, I was reading a book. It's a personal development book. I read it years ago. And I reread it every like 5 years just to make sure I could kind of stay on track. If I get off track, get back on track. And there were, you know, the point the author made is you always have more options than you think. You know, people get boxed in and they're like, you know, I don't have any other choice. Well, yeah, you do, actually. So, you know, having that agility to not be so, you know, rigid in thinking, stepping back and saying, you know, asking, it's kind of like, I know I'm kind of getting into a lot of personal development stuff. Tony Robbins would say, never ask why questions because they're not powerful. You know, ask what questions, ask how questions, because why, it's like, you know, why didn't this work? Okay, now you're going to go down a path of, which is helpful. It's like you want to learn from your mistakes, but, you know, it'd be much more powerful to say, what can I learn from this and put it towards, you know, my next whatever, my next campaign, my next job, you know, whatever you have.
Yeah, just to follow along on that, I'm certainly not in the Tony Robbins camp. I will never walk on fire. But the you know, I at heart, I'm kind of a problem solving person, and I do ask the why, but I always follow that up with the well, okay. So we know the root cause, we know what happened. Now, how do we mitigate that risk in the future, and how do we improve and move on? So, you know, like you said, I mean, there's always more than one option. In any decision, to me, there's always the I can do something, and it could be these 10 things, or I could choose not to do a thing. That's a choice. And right. Sometimes that's the best choice. You know, the flip side to this agility thing, and if people take it to the extreme, and that is, we don't want to tell people that you need to jump from this thing to that thing to that thing to that thing. That's no. Not the idea here.
No, it's not
able to adapt, adjust, still see the end zone, and still do your best to make it there.
Well, let me give you a practical example, because we said the number one skill for online marketing, and obviously we talked about the number one skill in life, you know, in life management, managing your life, managing your business. You know, say that you have a really good presence in one social media channel. Say it's Facebook. You know, an agile response would be, okay, I'm going, as proficient as I am in Facebook, and you know, obviously I'm just, you know, being hypothetical using this as an example, and you're more proficient than I am. I'm going to look at one of two options. I'm going to look at another social media channel that's complementary to Facebook, where I can take maybe a lot of the things I've learned in terms of publishing content, sharing, you know, what have you, and I'm going to take it over to this other, you know, this other thing. Maybe that other thing is Instagram. Or you could say, you know what, I'm agile enough that I'm willing to kind of, you know, not necessarily start at ground zero, but I'm going to start in a social media channel where I may be not up to speed as I am in this other one. So, but I'm doing it for this reason. I'm doing it because it's going to reach a different audience. So I'll give you an example. I was on a call with a business prospect. And they're all over, you know, LinkedIn, because it's kind of a B2B company. And I'm not advocating that they go to Facebook, but I can see just from their posts that, you know, there's some other things that they can do if they were more agile. So, you know, they were all over the place. I mean, they were saying, we don't have a plan, we don't have this. And by the end of the call, I was able to say, you know, let's find the early win. What's an early win look like? You know, if we don't have to plan for the entire year and do a, you know, what can we do for the next 4 to 6 weeks? So it really kind of changed their mindset, because they couldn't get their arms around this. They've been struggling. And now I've just kind of said, let's be agile and do something fast, because that way the CEO of the company is more likely to get on board.
Yes. Absolutely. And one of the things that I think one of the biggest advantages to being agile is contrast with, you know, big company versus small company. You know, think of like in the old days, it was IBM or maybe today it's Microsoft, you know, a big behemoth of a company. How fast, and you can look, how fast can they move? How fast can they bring something to market? How, you know, they're pretty slow. Look how long it took Microsoft to embrace the internet. It took forever. You know, they've the only innovation they've had in the last few years, besides like a gaming device like Xbox, is through acquisition. You know, they bought Skype. Well, I know a lot of marketers use Skype, but Skype hasn't evolved in freaking 15 years. I may be exaggerating, but it's been a long time. Uh-huh. Think of yourself, you know, I pulled down this book. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I've got that. Small is the new big.
Because as a small, maybe you're a solopreneur or you're on a small team or whatever, but you're not Microsoft. You don't have tens of thousands of employees. You can move really fast. If you see a trend that you want to embrace or you want to take the challenge, you could do it without a lot of fanfare, a lot of budget. You could just do things a lot quicker. And you know, look at the people who have like really innovated in the last few years in terms of technology. You know, Twitter started by one guy with a lot of money, but it's a simple little kind of a stupid product. You know, we're going to limit you to 140 characters, but it works. And that was innovation. He saw a need, he filled it, and essentially he's moved on for the most part.
You know, you triggered something that I want to make sure that we reemphasize. And I have an actual, you know, example from my, which actually got me on the map and, you know, in terms of internet marketing, online marketing, whatever we call it. And it's actually in a book that I'm reading. You know, the book is about how to, you know, position yourself as an expert. And what they're really talking about is chunking down, you know, so, you know, you're not, I mean, I'll give you my example. So back in, God, I can't believe it's been this long, 2005, I wanted to do a really big information product. And I was doing a lot of different online marketing techniques, you know, SEO, pay-per-click, email, website marketing, you know, and I was doing press releases. So, you know, I could have said, you know, the big umbrella is online marketing. Okay, then you chunk it down a little bit further, and it's, you know, it's PR and publicity. Then you chunk it down a little bit further, and it's online PR. And then you chunk it down a little bit further, and I'm like, digital press releases, you know. And then, you know, the twist that I gave is at the time, everybody was saying, hey, you got to use PR to reach the media. And I'm like, hey, you can, you know, if you get the media, great, you can use PR to reach your prospect or your customer directly. And so that, and what made me think of that is your example about Twitter, where they didn't try to be everything to everybody. It's just a very little simple thing. And yet it's a way to kind of immediately get recognition. And actually you can, you know, you can use that. And maybe instead of putting all your eggs in one basket and say, I'm going to be, you know, Mr., you know, or Ms., or Mrs., you know, multi-talented person, maybe you could have like, you know, a couple individual things where you really get an ability to be an expert because, you know, you're not trying to be everything to everybody. So, you know, that was also kind of followed up on what you said earlier about, we're not talking about being a jack of all trades. We're talking about having the ability, you know, we talked about the ability, and then what do you do with that ability, which is putting it towards a specific outcome. And I think that's where the conversation's been now. And yeah, so, I mean, I think, you know, having that skill today, having that skill tomorrow is going to do everybody good.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else you want to add, or do you want to wrap up? Or
yeah, I was going to ask you. You know, we have a little bonus, or I guess a little kind of, how agile do you really think you are? And you want to talk about the survey?
Let's talk about the survey. So, what is the survey you're talking about, and how would somebody take it?
Okay. All right. So. You know, we give these little nuggets, you know, these little, you know, gems, and sometimes, maybe it's not as actionable, as, you know, people would like. So I thought for, you know, for this show, we would have kind of, you know, to help you really kind of understand where you are in terms of your marketing agility, in terms of your online marketing skills, created a survey. And, you know, we'll put the link in, you know, in the thread with this video, but it's a very simple survey. A lot of the, you know, I think 80% of the questions are, you don't even have to write an answer. You basically, you know, on a scale of, you know, 1 to 5, and you just kind of rank yourself. And I think it would be a good, and I branded the survey, I've called it the Marketing Agility Primer, or MAP, which, you know, the acronym works too, because you're really trying to map your agility. And if nothing else, it's just kind of a starting point. So you can kind of benchmark where you are. And it maybe make you think, you know, hey, I'm going to kind of step back, look at my marketing, and maybe there are some ways I can become more agile, and they're in these areas. So that's the nutshell on the survey.
Okay. So we'll put the link in the comments after we render this dealio. you can take it. You'll get your score or grade or whatever, and that'll tell you. And I haven't had a chance to take it yet, so it'll be interesting to see how I fare.
Well, you know, just to kind of manage expectations, there isn't necessarily a score. It's really just kind of where are you, and it's just to kind of have a kind of a rather than kind of have a subjective kind of, you know, evaluation, it really kind of says, okay, I'm really being honest with myself, and here's where I'm at. And, you know, it's okay, you know, 5 is the best and 1 is the least, you know, hey, it's okay being a 1, because you know what? You can't be a 0 on the survey. It's not on the scale.
No losers on the survey. There you go. That's your feel-good tip of the week.
One of many, I'm sure.
All right. So anything you want to say in closing? I think this was good. I think a lot of us are not as agile as we probably could be. And I think it is a skill that you can learn if you practice and if you're conscious of it.
Yeah, it's like, and I'll just give you one little anecdote. I read a book called Practical Intuition, and it was how to kind of actually, you know, if you looked at your intuition as a muscle, how could you actually, you know, strengthen that muscle? And it was basically just use your intuition and see if you're right or not. So, for example, when I was at this, you know, I was always going into office buildings with a bank of 6 elevators, I'd always go over by the elevator to the one that I thought would arrive first. Or if you're in the grocery store, you go in the line which you think is going to move the fastest. And if nothing else, it's kind of a way to have fun. So that may be just kind of a little thing that's intuition, but it also gets you thinking in different ways. So maybe it's a little thing you can try and have some fun with.
Yeah, I mean, I when you have kids, you tend to make everything a game. We yeah. In the elevator, and it's like, go ahead, pick which one's going to, you know, be ready first. And we always have fun with that. Mm-hmm. We do that kind of stuff all the time. And, you know, game playing is, I mean, you mentioned chess earlier. It's a lot of fun, but it's also a strategic game, right? Where you have to be agile, because, you know, there's another, even if you're playing a computer, there's another thing on the side of that table, on the other side of that table, that may make a move that, and probably will make a move, especially if you're me, because I'm not very good. I don't practice a lot, and that's the key. That's the key, kiddos, practice. They're gonna make a move that you didn't anticipate, or maybe you anticipated it, but it was like, you know, 10th on your list, and then it's like, oh, now what? Mm-hmm. That didn't go according to my plan. So, you know, you got to be able to change your plans and make adjustments and check the wind and all that good stuff, and see what you need to do to move forward. All right. Well, thanks for watching, everybody. Hopefully, if you weren't able to watch the live version, you could watch the replay. It's going to be posted on the Titans of Publishing Show Facebook page. It'll be published also on the Titans of Publishing.com website, as well as we'll probably share it on, you know, in a few groups and on our respective personal timelines on Facebook. So, you know, there's plenty of opportunity to watch if you want to watch. And if you don't, well, bye.
Always good to add on a, you know, end on a threat. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, everybody else. All right. Take care.